Thursday, May 6th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands, for our offenses given. But now at God's right hand he stands and brings us life from heaven. Therefore let us joyfully be and praise the Father thankfully with songs of Alleluia. Alleluia. How long and bitter was the strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life, the reign of death was ended. Stripped of power, no more it reigns, an empty form alone remains. Death's sting is lost forever. Alleluia. So let us keep this festival to which our Lord invites us, the Savior who is joy of all, the sun that warms and lights us. By his grace he shall impart eternal sunshine to the heart. The night of sin has ended. Alleluia. In the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, you have turned my mourning into joy. Alleluia. Psalm 30. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me, and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried to you for help, for you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts but a moment, his favor through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God I made appeal. What profit would death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me, you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. God our Father, glorious in giving life, and even more glorious in restoring it, when his last night on earth came, your Son shed tears of blood, but dawn brought incomparable gladness. Do not turn away from us, or we shall fall back into dust, but rather turn our mourning into joy by raising us up with Christ. And repeating the first antiphon, you have turned my mourning into joy. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, you have been reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Alleluia. Psalm 32. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. O happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, and whose spirit is no guile. I keep it secret, and my frame was wasted. I groaned all the day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up, as by the summer's heat. But now I have acknowledged my sins, my guilt I did not hide. I said I will confess my offense to the Lord, and you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The flood of waters may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule, unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, exult you just. O come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. You desired, Lord, to keep from us in your indignation, and so did not spare Jesus Christ, who was wounded for our sins. We are your prodigal children, but confessing our sins we come back to you. Embrace us that we may rejoice in your mercy together with Christ, your beloved Son. and repeating the second antiphon, you have been reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Alleluia. And a third antiphon, Lord, who is your equal in power? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? Alleluia. Revelation chapter 11, verses 17 through 18, and chapter 12, verses 10b through 12a. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one, for the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, Lord, who is your equal in power? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? Alleluia. And our reading this Thursday evening is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 and 22. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death in so far as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand, with angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. And our responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Christ rose from the dead on the first fruits, as the first fruits of those who sleep. In our joy, let us praise him and say, Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, remember your body church, your holy church, built on the apostles and reaching to the ends of the earth. And let your blessing rest on all who believe in you. Let us pray, Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. You are the healer of soul and body. Come to our aid and save us in your love. Let us pray, Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Raise up the sick and give them strength. Free them from their infirmities. Let us pray, Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Help those in distress of mind or body, and in your compassion lift up those in need. Let us pray, Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Through your cross and resurrection, you opened for all the way to immortality. Grant to our deceased brothers and sisters the joys of your kingdom. Let us pray, Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. And gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray, Father, in your love you have brought us from evil to good and from misery to happiness. Through your blessings, give the courage of perseverance to those who have called and justified in faith. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.